Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. In the Sundays after Jesus' baptism, we see him on the move, teaching, healing, calling people to follow him. Ordinary people leave their nets, their work, and their old lives to become his disciples. In today's gospel, Jesus begins to teach those who have chosen to follow him more deeply. Matthew tells us that Jesus went up the mountain. That detail matters. It reminds us of Moses, who went up to the Mount Sinai to receive the law. And Matthew wants us to see Jesus as the new Moses, not abolishing the old law, but fulfilling it and revealing it in its deepest meaning. So what Jesus teaches on the mountain is often called the new law of the kingdom of God. And it begins with the Beatitudes. Now, the Beatitudes are not just good advice or spiritual slogans. They actually describe the life of Jesus himself, because Jesus lives what he teaches. And to follow him means becoming people shaped by the Beatitudes. Jesus tells his disciples that faith is more than done avoiding sin. The Ten Commandments still matter, but now Jesus calls us beyond them into a new way of living, a life rooted in God's kingdom. So the Beatitudes show us what this kingdom looks like and how to live that kingdom here and now. The first four Beatitudes contain God's promise of reversal. They speak to people who suffer, who lack power, hope, or security. Jesus declares that God's kingdom brings a great reversal. Listen to the reversal. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Being poor in spirit is more than lacking money. It is knowing that we are not in control, that we depend on God. It includes those who feel empty, discouraged, or hopeless. And Jesus says they are blessed because God's kingdom belongs to them. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. These are people who find no reason for joy. Those grieving loss, injustice, or brokenness. And Jesus promises that God sees their pain and will act. Mourning will not have the final word. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The meek are the gentle, the humble, and also the humiliated, the ones who are overlooked or pushed aside. Their blessing is not something they earn, but a gift they receive. God promises them a share in the world as it was meant to be, where all have access to God's gifts. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Now, to hunger and thirst for righteousness means longing for justice, for things to be set right. This includes those denied opportunity, dignity, or basic needs. And Jesus promises that God's kingdom will satisfy their deepest longing. Now, the second four Beatitudes describe people who help bring God's kingdom into reality. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. The merciful work to heal what is broken. They respond to poverty, racism, hunger, sickness, and death with compassion and action. And God promises that those who show mercy will themselves be treated with mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, purity of heart here means single-minded devotion to God, not just outward religion, but inner integrity. When our hearts are centered on God, something of God becomes visible in us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Peacemakers work for shalom, the wholeness and peace God desires for a broken world. They reflect God's own words of healing and reconciliation, and they are rightly called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Those who commit themselves to justice and peace should not be surprised when they face resistance. Faithfulness to God can be costly, but Jesus promises that God's kingdom already belongs to them. And then the final blessing, the eighth beatitude. Here Jesus, if you will notice, shifts his language from they to you. He now says, blessed, he does not say blessed are they, but now it says, blessed are you when they insult you, persecute you, and speak falsely against you because of me. So suddenly, this is no longer about other people. It is about us. So what happens when we experience loss, rejection, or injustice? When we feel powerless, misunderstood, or treated unfairly because we are trying to live faithfully? Jesus asks us, will you trust God's promises for yourself? Will you believe that God will make things right, even when you can see how? If we do, Jesus says, rejoice and be glad. Not because suffering is good, but because God is faithful. The kingdom is real, and nothing lived in faith is ever lost. So the Beatitudes are not just a future hope. They are a way of life, here and now, for all those who choose to follow Jesus. And the good news is this: the kingdom of God is already breaking into our world through people like you and me. Amen.